Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Eddie Tucker. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Rowland. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Real Cormier. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a pop-up into center field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Berga moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alicia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Hershiser covering, for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Vaughn scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cormier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roland strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive beyond third. Nehring can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Roland and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Winfield is 0-1 in the game. Winfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome is 0-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cormier fields it and throws to first for the out. Winfield moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tucker is 0-1 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Whiten is 0-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Roland, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Roland is 0-1 in the game. Roland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alicia is 0-1 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alicia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cormier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berga is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Leary is 0-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Jeff Pierce now pitching. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hershiser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nehring for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Roland is 0-for-2 in the game. Roland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Eddie Tucker. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kirby hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Dennis Cook now pitching. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Leary bunts towards the mound. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Alicia moves to second. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin is walked intentionally. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Mike McFarland pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarland hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Dave Winfield. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez moves to second. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. Nehring strikes out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roland is 0-for-3 in the game. Roland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Van Egmond now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alicia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.